In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Most loving and affectionate Father, grant that we may have eyes only for you, that we may truly recognize your presence among us, not only in the Blessed Sacrament, but in all of creation, in all the souls that surround us. Grant that we may truly recognize your presence among us, not only in the breaking of the bread, but that we are truly part of a greater mystery than what we see and hear and taste and touch and feel. Grant that through your grace, most loving Father, we may live in such a way that heaven will be closer to us than we could ever imagine by the lives we live and by your grace. We ask this through Christ, our beloved Lord and Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In this world, there is a commandment that is so rarely confessed or spoken of, and I don't understand why, because it's probably one of those commandments that is abused more than all the others. And you would almost think that it has to do with sex, but it doesn't. The commandment most abused is the commandment that's most precious, and that is, thou shalt not have false gods before you. How many false gods are there in this world? How many things we adore, and we give even the attributes of God to it. Superstitions and things that draw us away from the one true God. How many times we make someone or make something more important than God. Think of how many times in your whole life you might have missed Mass. And for what? You missed the opportunity to touch heaven, to be touched by God personally. And for what? Was anything worth it to walk away from heaven? We live in such a world that oftentimes it's almost as though we believe that heaven is something unwanted. Because when you really think of it, you are never closer to heaven than when you're at Mass. I'm not talking about when you're in church. Unless you're in a Catholic church. If you're in a Catholic church, you are closer to heaven than you can ever imagine because you have heaven right there. Christ Jesus is there. In the Roman Catholic Church, we have the Eucharist, which means we have the Trinity dwelling among us. And wherever the Trinity is, that's heaven. But think about it this way. If we are giving our lives to God, or at least living in such a way that we want to get to heaven, and we are closest to heaven than ever we could possibly be when we are at the sacrifice of the Mass, which is the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ. If we are able to take that heaven and consume heaven and have all of heaven within us, because wherever Jesus is, the Father is, wherever the Father and the Son are, the Holy Spirit, wherever the Trinity is, that's heaven. All of the angels and saints, therefore, all the good, all of created reality literally dwells within us. And yet, there is even something that we would place before that. We have made that something more important than God. Now, I don't believe that there's anybody who would do that deliberately, because if you did it deliberately, you'd have to be the most stupid person on earth. No question about that. You'd have to be downright stupid. But I think it's because maybe we don't understand. We don't realize that this is the God who holds us in existence. We don't understand or recognize that this is the God who died for us and who continually loves us and walks with us and gives us everything that we need and sustains the universe just so that we can find Him in it? So, we make a false god because anything that we place before God becomes our god. What could it possibly be? The Super Bowl? Could it be we're tired? Maybe our god is just getting a couple extra hours of sleep. Maybe it's, oh, that's such a long hour, you know, and Father so-and-so, he doesn't really preach, he doesn't inspire me. When you really stop to think of it, if you can find such pitiful excuses not to go to Mass on Sunday, I don't think you want to go to heaven at all. Because let's face it, if you find it so difficult to spend 1 hour in heaven on this earth, how in God's name are you going to stand eternity? Think about it, really. That's the way it is. You are closest to heaven in the Mass. Closest to heaven that you could possibly be. You have all of heaven inside of you. And if that is not enough to make you run to Mass, not only on Sundays, but every day of the year, then how in heaven's name are you ever going to be able to put up with God for all eternity? Because that's exactly how we see Him, if that's what we do. So now that beckons a question. Do we really want heaven? Do we really want heaven? We have to really be honest with ourselves. Come on. The time for playing games is over. Do we want heaven for ourselves? Do we want heaven for our children? Do we want heaven for our spouse? Do we want heaven for our friends and our family? Do we want heaven for our enemies? Do we or don't we? It's a simple question. And it's one that we have to answer. There is nothing that we could possibly hope for on this earth that can even begin to even resemble slightly the beauty of heaven. The desire should be so fundamental to everything we do, to our very breathing. We should truly want and desire this great good. Because we love and desire our God. You and I have been given everything from the hand of God. Everything good. All good things come from God. There's no question about that. All bad things come from us. All bad things come from us. Everything. God can only do good. He can only lift up. He can only bless. He can only help. And for us to walk away from Him, even slightly, is worthy of hell. And I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. Every person in hell is a volunteer. There's not one single soul in hell that is shocked because they're there. They've chosen hell. Now granted, they might not have chosen eternal fire, and they might not have chosen demons torturing them and tormenting them, because really that's what hell is. And if you don't think it is, just ask those in hell, they'll tell you. Anybody in hell now does believe in hell, whether they didn't while they were living or not, makes no difference. But why would anybody choose hell? The devil is a father of lies, most certainly. The devil has nothing but deceit. And the devil, through deceit, fills us with two things. One of two things, hate or anger. And so there are many, many people that are filled with one of the two, hate or anger or fear. So if you either have hate or you have fear. And if you live by these things, you have to make your choice. So my beloved brothers and sisters, choose heaven. Choose heaven in every single thing that you do. Choose heaven for your family, for your friends, for even for your enemies. Choose heaven first, and all else will follow. All else will be found to be beautiful, because we will truly live for what we were created for, and that is for eternity.